WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. The saga of the Blue Line on Hooper Avenue and Toms River has now resulted in the following solution, according to the Asbury Park Press. Starting May 15th, in time for National Police Week, 100 flags saying Ocean County supports law enforcement will line the road. A local resident was recently charged with trying to paint the blue line himself. New Jersey is stepping away from prison for nonviolent drug offenders.
State Attorney General Grevier Graywell has issued a directive to all prosecutors, which essentially takes prison off the table for those currently facing charges and those in the future. Graywell says in 30 days, prosecutors will ask courts to resentence anyone who's currently in prison on account of a mandatory minimum nonviolent drug sentence. Some will immediately be eligible for release, while others will see their sentences shortened, he adds, because it's the right thing to do. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
It was apparently a tragic accident that killed a 74-year-old Hillsborough man at his home Sunday. Authorities say John Levinsky was working on a commercial lawnmower that had been hoisted in the air by a cable attached to a tractor. The cable somehow broke, causing the mower to fall and pin Levinsky. A neighbor found him not breathing. As the vaccine rollout continues and folks head back to work, most parents in New Jersey are counting on family to take care of their young children rather than daycare or preschool, according to a new poll.
The statewide Fairley Dickinson poll of parents and guardians of children aged 3 and under finds 70% have their child in some form of care.
45% of those say they use relatives to provide the child care support.
The kids' grandparents are cited as the biggest source of in-family help. More than 40% say they're paying the relative for their services. Among the parents who've decided against putting their kid in any child care environment, 4 in 10 say they're concerned about COVID-19 exposure. Cost is a factor for 22% of parents. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:02. Fast traffic is next.
Jersey Radio.
I heard this subject and I had a call.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:04. Now New Jersey 101.5 Fast Traffic.
Heading north on Route 18 toward New Brunswick, emergency repairs, a missing manhole cover coming in toward Main Street and Ruse Lane. One lane reportedly closed. Big backups, George Washington Bridge, problems clearing on the New York side. 45 minutes on average all around for the upper and lower levels. Lincoln and Holland tunnels a bit better, about 10 minutes. Garden State Parkway is good. Out of Ocean and Monmouth counties, no problems across Route 78. Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Myra, New Jersey Traffic South. A little bit of something better with this Willingboro situation at Route 130. So 130 northbound is closed between Levitt Parkway and Beverly Road, where there are wires down on the roadway right by Beverly Road. That's on the northbound side. On the southbound side of 130, between Beverly Road and Levitt Parkway, two left lanes are closed off. So at least there's a little room to squeak by on the southbound side. And New Jersey Fast Traffic is made possible by Wendy's Breakfast. Make a better breakfast choice at Wendy's in the morning with a honey butter chicken biscuit right now for only $1.99 at participating Wendy's for a limited time. Choose wisely and choose Wendy's. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 7:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:05. Another three motor vehicle commission agencies are temporarily closed because an employee contracted COVID-19 and the rest of the staff has been sent to quarantine. At least five have been closed every day for the past 2 months.
Assemblywoman Nancy Munoz says it's absurd how often MVC agencies close.
How is it that your agency hasn't got either at least 50%, 60%, 70% vaccinated when we have 50% of the state vaccinated?
Chief Administrator Sue Fulton didn't answer when asked how many workers are vaccinated. The MVC scheduled vaccination days at its Jersey City and Flemington sites last week, but then the J&J blood clot concerns intervened.
We need priority for our vaccines. Right now we're getting it, but if there's another hitch with vaccines, it's going to be another disaster.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A follow-up on a shooting that killed two people in the parking lot of the Meadowlands racetrack last October. State police report that a fifth suspect has now been charged, and they allege that 23-year-old Devon Womack of Jersey City is the person who organized it all. Two Patterson residents were killed in the encounter. New Jersey news made possible by Dell. Dell Technologies and advisors listen to your small business needs so they can provide you with tailored solutions powered by Intel vPro platform. Call today at 877-ASK-DELL. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcasts. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 707. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's New Jersey forecast next.
Original and opinionated. Dominski and Doyle. Weekday afternoons on New Jersey 101.5.
Veteran Care Services, dedicated to helping elderly veterans and their widows get the benefits that they deserve and are entitled to for their long-term care needs. You may not know this, but the government has a program. It's a veteran pension that pays up to $2,200 for your long-term care needs. Here's the sad part. 95% of those eligible are not collecting this benefit. In the words of Agnes, who's a recent client of Veteran Care Services, it's because the governmental maze and the bureaucratic tangle is just too much for most people to get through. And she knew she was qualified years ago. Good news is, within just a couple of months with Veteran Care Services, Agnes got her benefits. See what you and your loved ones are entitled to. Let Veteran Care Services be your champion and get you what you deserve. Call 1-888-E-VETERAN or go to veterancareservices.com.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:09. New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Mostly sunny, dry, warm, pretty nice day shaping up here. We're in the 40s now. We'll see highs in the lower 70s later on. There will be a breeze out of the southwest up to 20 miles an hour today, just keeping the warm air and the pollen moving around. Tonight, a few clouds and quiet lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, with increasing clouds, we could see a spotty shower in the morning, but more importantly, a line of strong thunderstorms likely tomorrow afternoon. Behind those storms, it is going to turn windy and colder. Tomorrow's highs in the lower to mid-60s, but only lower 50s on Thursday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow on the Town Square Weather Network on New Jersey 101.5.
Middle Township 42 degrees, Montclair 48, Freehold 48, New Jersey 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus to find out how you can make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area, only at nj1015.com/coronavirus.
New Jersey 101.5.